Ayuki Hootkitch, hello, how are you? It is an honor and a pleasure to be here in this sacred place with so many friends, colleagues, family on this historic occasion. I would especially like to thank Chairman O'Rourke and his team for hosting and making arrangements. I, like many people here, grew up on the river. As a boy, I fished for my family, hunted and gathered. As a youngster, it was a great honor to be given the responsibility to bring dinner home to the family. For the most part, we ate what we grew, caught, or hunted ourselves. Being able to fish for my family was a source of pride and self-esteem for me. It was an important part of my maturation into a man. Today, for the most part, our kids lack this opportunity, an opportunity to play the role of provider for their families. Fathers and grandfathers, mothers and grandmothers, don't have the opportunity to teach the kids how to fish and be stewards of the river. That loss leads to a loss of culture, a loss of personal identity, lost economic opportunities, and no doubt plays a role in the epidemic of depression and drug abuses we see in our communities. Today, we make a stand to change course. Today, together, we are making an enormous leap towards restoring our rivers, our fisheries, and our people. It has taken the courage of thousands to get here. Political leaders, dedicated staff from tribes, government agencies, and conservation groups. It's taken courage to cultivate relationships with those that have historically been our enemies. I am pleased that today we work in collaboration with Pacific Corps, farmers, and ranchers, who, after all, are our neighbors in the basin. I want to specifically mention a few folks that were part of the long struggle who have passed on. We are all missing Troy Fletcher, who left us recently and left us way too soon. This moment is a credit to his devotion to the river and to his people. Tim McKay, founder of the North Coast Environmental Center, stood with tribal people for many years and fought for the river and for dam removal. Zeke Grader worked for many years to help tribal fishermen, commercial fishermen, forge partnerships. I also want to thank and mention Ronnie Pierce and Florence Conrad, two Indian women who were fierce warriors in the fight to restore our rivers and fisheries. I know each of them are here with us celebrating this moment. This struggle has also seen a new generation of salmon warriors emerge, committed activists who have organized rallies and protests and drawn international attention to this issue. I want to thank everyone in our communities that have ever wrote a letter, attended a protest, waved a sign, or simply prayed for this moment. We would not be here had the people not raised their voices and demanded a change. Yotwa, thank you all. Thank you, Madam Secretary, Governors Brown, California, Governor Brown, Oregon, Dr. Sullivan, Mr. Byrd, Chairman O'Rourke, and Chairman Gentry. Yotwa, thank you very much. With that being said, I would like to introduce the Honorable Chairman Don Gentry, Klamath Tribe. Yotwa.